Hi, I'm John David Miller. This is Aware More News, Tuesday, May 10th. And Aware More News and Blogcast are about making things better by becoming more aware and focusing on planning and action rather than fear. Ideas and suggestions are for education and entertainment purposes and not intended for treatment or for any other problem, nor as a substitute for professional advice. Let's talk first about stock market correction. We've had a significant correction again after something last week that was quite substantial. Again, to review, the U.S. corporation started in 1871 after the Civil War, has become bankrupt. Really, it went bankrupt back in the 30s, but it's been bankrupted again, even worse by the Fed activities since we turned our money creation over to the Federal Reserve back in 1913. The Federal Reserve private debt-based fiat currency is about over because the petrodollar is fading fast. Other nations have been trading in oil and dollars for decades since the 1970s, after the dollar was taken off of the gold standard, after the gold backing was removed. And other nations are starting to trade oil in other currencies, such as Russian rubles. So the Fed dollar value is decreasing. That's why you're seeing such great increases in prices for oil, gas, and food and other commodities, and especially commodities coming from overseas, because the dollar is losing its world reserve status and not as desirable to other nations, people in other nations. Well, with interest rates rising, bond prices fall. This is a maxim of economics that rising interest rates, because the bonds that are already issued were issued at a certain interest rate, which is now lower than the newer rate, and those bonds are therefore not worth as much to the holders. There's also, again, a major problem with supply chains being interrupted, such as the rail traffic, the limiting large shipments of fertilizer, feed grains, seed grains, and other supplies. And many instances where things have kind of stopped altogether, such as in the shipping and unloading of ships. So there's a lot of backup in the supply chains that are exacerbating the inflation and the reducing the availability of goods. So we have a great amount of uncertainty. War, the Ukrainian thing with the U.S. messing with the Ukrainian situation. Some say that we're already at war, and I'll get into that in a few minutes, but the availability of goods, the consumer spending limits, because as gas and other commodities are going up, there's only so many dollars in your available spending pool, your wallet, so to speak. And so other purchases will be less, that will eventually have its impact on the whole economy, slowing things down while prices continue to rise. That's called stagflation. And we're entering a period of this very serious economic condition. And it will also affect the profitability of companies. So this is why we're seeing the oversold stock market now finally dropping. Some people call it a correction. It could become or feed on into a complete collapse of the market. But is crypto an alternative? Well, that's a question that I asked years ago. I've been involved with crypto for about 9 years now and made quite a bit of good returns on that. Primarily with Bitcoin, but now I don't necessarily feel that Bitcoin is the best choice. In fact, let's take a look at, we'll change the share here, Bitcoin. Jump over to the Bitcoin article. Promises a future of abundant energy. So someone is raising an opinion here, Drew Borenstein, that in its 12 years of existence, Bitcoin's mainstream reputation has changed from being a quirky internet money to a baseless speculative investment to, for some, the ultimate store of value. It's much more useful as a store of value now than as something to spend, although you can do that. But It has, again, fallen quite a bit from its high, about less than half of its high of a year ago or so. But Bitcoin, in this article, they're suggesting that it could be a way to encourage more energy production and more efficient energy production, because Bitcoin takes so much to mine, especially as it's getting into the later stages of mining Bitcoin, where it's harder to produce it in the mining process, which involves computers doing a lot of work. So there's been a lot of complaints about the energy that Bitcoin consumes. But in this case, they're suggesting, well, the value of Bitcoin can evoke more production of energy and more efficient production of it, so that it isn't as spiky. And we don't want to get into blackouts and brownouts and things like that. So anyway, it's an interesting article. You can think about Bitcoin there. But other cryptos are more valuable, I think. We have the Ethereum. We have many other ones that have a role to play in the digital marketplace. They aren't just for currency. They're used for different tasks that are done online, whether it be lending or creating ways of moving money around or doing other jobs. And each of these coins that have some substantial part to play in the crypto infrastructure would be more dependable as an investment, I would say. But the current situation is that the market is real low, along with the stock market, possibly because of margin calls, where people had to get their money out of crypto to go pay off their margin accounts because the market went down so much. But that's often the case, that other assets that aren't directly related to stocks, for example, may go down when the stock market plummets, but hopefully these will bounce back and be a better return. But better than crypto would be silver, and I think silver better than gold, because gold, there's a lot more of it in the world that we know of. And although it's a valuable asset that will back up a lot of the new asset-backed currencies, the silver is more rare and more useful in the marketplace and in the industrial activities it provides. So, but even more important than silver and gold and platinum and that sort of thing, copper, is needed items, food. So if you need an alternative investment, a place to put funds that you might have available, rather than leaving it in a bank where it only deteriorates and may get confiscated if the banks need it, or be lost if the power goes out, your accessibility to it may be lost. I suggest you have food, gardening, and food preservation tools, skills, and supplies, personal care items that you'll need, do-it-yourself tools and materials of all kinds, backup supplies for various things, your batteries, light bulbs, oil, gasoline, as much as you can store, auto parts, and water purification in case the power goes out, a way to purify raw water from, say, a stream or a lake or a river that you can then utilize it. You purify it, boil it, sterilize it in some way. Ammunition, unfortunately, is very valuable and hard to come by, and is a valuable thing to invest in if you're so inclined. And of course, weapons. I'm not a weapon person, but people are turning to storing these kinds of things to protect the supplies and things that they have should society get into trouble, which is certainly possible. Now, we're having an increase in droughts, fires, and tornadoes. We've talked in previous sessions about the weather manipulation and the changing of weather patterns and climate, so to speak, because of weather manipulation and other factors such as the sun changes. All modalities of changing weather and disturbed weather beyond the common excuse, or the globalist put forth excuse of carbon emissions, which is an invalid useful to them for controlling the population way of presenting it. But look here at, and we'll do another screen share change here to this article on, get it up here. Over half of the U.S. is in drought as wildfires and tornado activities surge. Okay, so over half the contiguous U.S. was in drought at the beginning of May. Government climate officials reported Monday, while wildfire season began earlier and tornado count has been above average. So you can go on and see that these patterns are already at play that are, could be devastating to our food harvest in at the same time that we have not enough fertilizer, way too expensive fertilizer, not enough seeds, not enough supplies, government agencies paying farmers to not plant or plow crops under. They're setting us up for a major food shortage. Receding waters at Lake Mead. I've been to Lake Mead at the Hoover Dam. It's no longer a lake. It's more like a puddle. And there are unprecedented diminished water levels. Wildfires in New Mexico burning hundreds of acres and so forth. Tornadoes increasing in the southeast. So we've got a lot going on there. Let's talk about war. We have, and we'll get back to the deaths from injections, but the war, the U.S. officers are bragging about assisting the Ukrainians in sinking a Russian flagship that recently, about a couple of weeks ago, I think it was called the Master or something like that. We'll take a look at the article. But and there's also, again, rumors that NATO has been has advising officers that are trapped in a steel plant with Ukrainian soldiers and citizens who've been fighting a proxy war. So these kind of incidents could goad Russia into attacking, or the U.S. is also discussing making the first move in starting World War III. We're really in a very serious threatening situation, Russia threatening nukes, possible cyber attack, and so forth. Now, the Russians, as I said earlier in the week or last week, may be cleaning up deep state criminals, actually, in underground biolabs and human trafficking. Ukraine is known as a criminal center, also Kazakhstan and possibly Moldova. The Russians are not trying to take over all of Ukraine. They're only trying to take over the parts where there are Russian citizens, Russian-speaking people, and access to the Black Sea. They've already consolidated their hold on Crimea, which has traditionally been a Russian outpost. And now they're looking like they're taking over Odessa, another port on the Black Sea. So these are also outside of the news reasons why Russia is engaging in this activity, but the U.S. is tweaking them. We're sticking our nose into something that can only become trouble. Now, I wanted to comment on the deaths from injections. We usually try to, you know, make some points about that. The shots for children, which keep coming up and being discussed over and over, these are unneeded and unwise, in my estimation. There's very little harm to children getting any kind of flu or coronavirus. And the shots, on the other hand, are deadly and dangerous. And if you don't believe that, if you receive the shot, I can only suggest that you dig deeper into the research on it. You can find out more at wearmore.com blog cast page and the resources. But a good idea if you have had the shots is bolstering your life insurance. Probably term insurance will be less expensive to buy. If you think there's a future in whole life insurance, I don't, but if you don't know the difference, whole life builds cash value at a minimal rate, where term insurance does not, just pays an payout when you die or when someone dies. But of course, life insurance could become overwhelmed by the number of deaths, which are going to be and already are increasing, especially among younger people. Already a lot of old people, their insurance claims are 40% higher than normal in the last year, and it could get worse. And there may be insurance companies going out of business, going bankrupt, not being able to pay out their claims. Okay. Also, some people have talked about trip insurance. So I just spoke with someone that's a trip advisor. They got someone booked a trip and the for their wedding honeymoon, and the husband passed away before the wedding, the groom, in the early 30s, unexpectedly. Well, they were suggested to have gotten trip insurance and did not, but now they may have trouble getting back their thousands of dollars that they had paid on the trip for the trip. So trip insurance, because of the great unexpected activities that are going on now, deaths, war, economic collapse, you don't know what might affect a trip that you've already paid a deposit on. So getting trip insurance means that you should be able to get those funds back, possibly. So on Saturday, we're going to have a special presentation, Resolving the Crisis, Saturday, May 14th, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, noon Mountain Time, 11 Pacific. Here at awaremore.com will be the link for Zoom and the password. So check that out. We want to discuss what we can do to make things better. You can also visit yeswise.com for my holistic learning modules, Positive Momentum for Better Living, and reallywell.com for information products and service to be healthier, such as Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed and delicious greens, 8,000 superfoods, and other great items needed for your health care. Thank you for listening. Please return to awaremore.com for more news several times a week and for my blogcast about weekly. Take care now and have a good day.